Begin the grand daven, set the sukkah dav chavav, the begin omen alf, begin to his mouth, the begin with the gemara, chasen patam mikriyishma. A groom, he's exempt from saying kriyishma. What's the reason? Because they're tarred, because he's perturbed. Whereas Mashab and Echob Chayav and the rest of the people of the chasna, they're obligated. So the implication is, less lulam the tanoim, that these tanoim, they don't hold of the concept of ezim mitzvah, put them in mitzvah, that someone is engaged in a mitzvah, doesn't even exempt from the mitzvah. Okay, the Pishma, because like Rashi explained, because if he held to that, then even the rest of Nechopo, who is engaged in the mitzvah of the chasna, would also be exempt. So this talks about kash is difficult, because the iles lohu, if they don't hold of the concept of mitzvah, the mitzvah, Cain, if that's the case, then yischayev chasn b'sukkah, then even the groom should be obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah, because you don't have an exemption of mitzvah of the mitzvah. And the mashma, it sounds like that these tanoim are coming to say that Reb Shila is coming to be mekel b'chasn pata yisim mitanikama, that by b'chasn, he's more exempt than that of the Tanakama, but according to Rashi, comes out that these Tanakama actually more machon than Tanakama. They actually hold that the Chasen would be obligated in the Sukkah and by other mitzvahs. So the Rebbe says, it seems that no. Everyone agrees of the concept of mitzvah of the mitzvah. But the Tanakama holds actually the Chasen and all the people of the Chuppah, they're actually exempt from Kriyishma because they could focus. But actually, the Ksava, these Tanakama hold, Chasen en yochel lechav and daiteklal. No, the Chasen cannot focus at all. I feel the Pasuk we should mean by the first Pasuk. But the rest of the people of the chasna, they could focus, and therefore Krishma luchudekoi. They're actually only going on the mitzvah of Krishma. Whereas the Kula Queen regarding all of the mitzvahs, of course they agree with Tanakam, they'd be part because I mitzvah of the mitzvah. So Kanza according to Taisa said, yeah, these Tanoim did not more machin Tanakam, rather actually more lenient to say that the chasna is going to be part even from the first pasuk of Krishma. Again, not because of Isa mitzvah, but because he can't focus. And from all the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah. Now, my ditzikul mechshav hani, if we're saying all mitzvahs in the Torah, then why do we have to say specifically Krishma, Tfilah, and Tfilah? So that's Agab Dechashmina, but Braisa Kamais is only because it was mentioned in the first Braisa. So there we differentiate between Krishma and Tfilah and Tfilah. So therefore we mention it, but of course it's included in the mitzvahs in the Torah. Knirik Tzmata begins with the words of Gemara, Ha'ulchid Rochem Bayim. Someone's traveling during the daytime. So then he's exempt from sitting in the Sukkah. Why? So Tais says, "Kol tanaf kimiteshu v'kein tedur." This all learned out from the pasuk of sukkah teshu, which we say, "Kein tedur" is the way you dwell in your house. That's where the sukkah replaces for the 7 days of sukkahs, which is shekashem shadim. It's just like a person is in his house, meaning in an imnim lots of derech. He doesn't stop himself from traveling places. He doesn't live a chain to his house. And therefore, the same thing is regarding the sukkah. Kein star. So too regarding someone's pain, the pot level and the sukkah that we had previously mentioned that we exempt from the sukkah. Hi, no, Tesha can do it from the same source. They know the Darba Makam from Tsar, his house is bothering, the AC is not working in his house. He's not going to stay there overnight. So too is going to apply by the sukkah. Next, says Master, begin with the Gemava Chayavim Balayla. But although they're traveling during the daytime, but at nighttime they'd be obligated. As Tesha qualifies, it's like Shadon Lon Balayla Yishar, it's only be spending the night in a settled area. But again, if he wasn't in the settled area, then he wouldn't even be Chayav at nighttime. Next, Tesha Master begins with the Gemara, Pirtza Kur Leganav. The breach is a calling for the Ganav. So Tesha says, Lamashim Delesa Ledrava. It's not because he doesn't hold to the first interpretation of Derashim Teshuv came to Duhu, because the Brice, he'll come to the Pirkan, it's a Brice actually later on the Pirkan of Chapitazim Abbeis. So he's not coming to disagree. It's just that Rava holds that only if a person would sit in the sukkah, it would cause a loss of money. That's where we put it from Teshuv to Duhu. Where if a person is in his house, he's not losing money when he's sitting in his house. But where he's not going to lose any money, then he would be chayim sukkah because that would be considered as came to do it. Therefore, he says it's specifically because pirtz akar legam. Can like today's master begin with the gemara v'fila chash peinav, and even if his eye is bothering him, is enough. And that is avav b'shem b'sakonis ayin, even though it's not even danger to the eye because sakonis ever in this context is limb that we're talking about is the eye. Is because the danger to the eye is actually because sakonis labash actually danger to the person's life. I feel the Shabbos even enough to desecrate the Shabbos. You can milchem pegan like Shabbos nigmar na vitzod da kovachesim and avkav ayin shabard regarding an eye that's rebelling. But here we're talking about the price. No, even if there's no sakana, you can be exempt simply if your eye is bothering. That's considered enough of an exemption from the sukkah. Kitzin excess master begin with zigmar mishabaki that he let him sit in the tent because of the bugs of the mosquitoes. Now, in the first Bereshit, he says, you actually allowed to sleep in a bridal canopy. Given the roof, what do you need the exemption of the mosquitoes? That's in halacha. Because the Rashi and halacha doesn't fall like that. And therefore, if not for the mosquitoes, it actually would be forbidden to sleep in the bridal canopy in the sukkah. Next says, Master, begin with Zigmar, Tarti, Tlas. two or three Pishbukun, just Rashi explains, Shtaim Oy Sholish Pa'amim, two or three times, Yitl Tech Piv will put in his mouth Murshal Balaz, which means to say the pieces that are eaten at one time. The Yeshvam Shikaz Benna, there are certain gear soys that it says Tartis Laz Bay, two or three eggs, which that's the considered Achil Sarai. So Tech Makol Echem, it's all one, the pieces and the that you fit in your mouth and eggs. Because Muslim come on, so obviously something more later on, but later on, the Rabbi Yisrael Abayi, when the girl wants to refute this, and the Rabbi Yisrael Abayi, and the Shemes Abli Kabeya, where the size of what a person swallows is that of an egg, and the Masik, at the end, the Gemara concludes, because the term Tzum Rabban, Mazal Kalik, the way a Tamal Chacham tastes as he's on his way to the Shir, Shazem Oli Pib, which that is the Shir of his mouthful, behind the Kabeya, which, again, that's the size of an egg. Now, Bashir Zeh, this measurement is dafka bepas, specifically by bread, the peri, that we're qualifying what's ar, what's kvar. The peri, love by a sukkah, no, because produce doesn't need a sukkah, even if it's more than this, because Masa Perk Basa the Yuma, like the Gemara concludes the last Perk and Yuma, the Testament of is the kevah de tum, because its permanence is kachilas ar de pas, is like the snack of bread. But if it's a permanent sleep, no, that's already problematic, which regarding tefillin. Tefillin has to have a clean body like Elisha. The winged one. Means to say that you shouldn't pass gas. You shouldn't sleep with them. So that machlek says Taisa Lam the Shara Abaya Elisha. Remember, because Abaya lets you sleep with them, and he's only saying the problem is passing gas, not sleeping. Because also here Abaya himself is the one who's courting, as our different masla says, that sleeping is a problem. Like so, rather he holds that even though you're not as careful when you sleep as Elisha, manikin you still have to put on your tool and keep the zershali afich. As long as you're careful not to pass gas, like Elisha. Now regarding sleeping, even though the problem that you're not asleep, but still you don't have to be so careful like Elisha, because the shina guva, the whole problem with sleeping is not really an intrinsic problem. It's any gazeration mifich. It's the only problem that you might pass gas, and they were the primary concerns of the Abaya. Of course, not asleep, but the primary concern is shaloi yafich, but never you don't have to be as careful like Elisha, at least regarding the sleeping. Kinek says, Master, but you the Gemara, how Yoshim and Tilnam, someone sleeps in his tomb. Now, Matech Alash and Ashram is now wording it sounds like Rabbi Yaakov Shoy, the Rabbi Yaakov permits one to sleep with the tomb, and never come up regarding someone who sleeps with the tomb. And it sounds like a Fedoshin is Kavai, even a permanent sleep. If that's not the case, then my plea, actually, now, what's difficult is, it's not logical to permit someone to do a regular sleep with tefillin. So, someone can say, the kula maida, everyone agrees, b'shin is kavad also. Of course, a permanent sleep is forbidden. Well, plea, give it to him, and their machlik is actually regarding the halach of nasin, and the gemara brings shortly. The sharlish, you allow to sleep with tefillin during the daytime, because it's not the norm to go ahead and do a full foot sleep during the daytime. Ubalayla, and at night, you have to take the revolutions, right? Even if you just want to take a nap, because Dilma Mimlach, you might change about Yosh Moshim Kibai, you might end up sleeping the whole night long. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov is going to say. He's not concerned that you might come to change your mind. If he permits you to sleep with your tefillin and as a nap, even at night time, which I'll come hold a good lesson, that he's concerned, and therefore it's forbidden to sleep with the tefillin, even a nap time, even a nap during the night time.